This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Good Day Health. Doug Stephanie with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Another weekend of information at your service and on your side. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. He's available, always willing to talk with the people that come through the front door who are his patients, people that call him on his teleconnections at 352-735-1400. He's available to us every week, and we have lots of questions, and he's frankly done a lot of research to answer a lot of those questions. I suppose that we ought to spend a little time on COVID, the latest there. What's the latest on Paxlovid as people are being hospitalized? I saw something, Ken, the other day about the urge to get vaccinated to try to cut off, BA4 and 5. And I said on the air, why would you want to do that if it's only just a cold? Why are people wanting, do you think they should still get another shot given the questions about what's in it?
Well, it depends on the person. There's no one size fits all for that, because COVID-19, it's a bunch of different illnesses depending on which variant is high in your neck of the woods. Yep. And it, depending on your personal risk factors for death and hospitalization for COVID, you have to make that decision. And your prior history of COVID, your prior vaccination history. So there's a lot of variables that are moving. You can't just give out one size fits all. You need to individualize that answer. And also, there's a new vaccine, an upgrade that will be out probably the end of August that will cover the variants. And seems
that was
to be
what I was asking, whether
covering
it, yeah,
the variant.
But, yeah,
so
that was
there's
the
really
question.
There's no one size fits all question here. And yes, we're seeing, fortunately, not an overwhelming abundance of people in the hospital with these newer variants, not an overwhelming number of deaths. The healthcare system is not overloaded as it was with some of the other variants, especially the original one, Alpha, and then Delta a year later. So there is some hope, but this Omicron is extremely contagious. You get enough people sick, most will have a little cold, but you will get some people who might be elderly, obese, high blood pressure, have some heart disease, lung disease, and you may still get a few who are in great jeopardy. So it depends on the person.
Is there a question about what is in Paxlovid? Like, there are questions about what's in the vaccine, but is there a question about this? It's an antiviral pill that you got to take 5 days, right, within 5 days of getting the COVID. I haven't seen questions about Paxlovid like I have about what's in the vaccine itself. Have you?
Well, Paxlovid, the ingredients in Paxlovid have been around. They've been used as other antiviral agents for other viruses, similar types of agents with similar mechanism for other viral illnesses. And it also was in some good testing. And the big concern about Paxlovid is whether it interacts with any other drug that you're on. So that's the big concern. One is you want to get it within 5 days of onset of symptoms, and maybe not too quick. You want to let your own immune system take effect and get a little bit activated, and then stay within that five-day ring. Day zero is the first day when you get symptoms, if you're wondering how you count this. And then within 5 days after the onset of symptoms, you want to make sure you get this. And again, make sure that you go to a pharmacy where they know all of your medications, so a great pharmacist can put it into their computer and make sure there are no interactions, because no human being can memorize all of the possible medications that Paxlovid interacts with, because there are many, many.
Yep. All right. So Paxlovid, the vaccines, I do see In other vaccine news, a couple of other vaccine questions that I had for you. The universal vaccine that may be part of the flu vaccine, is there going to be a conjoinment of all of these come the fall?
Well, you're asking a crystal ball question. It depends how the virus evolves. One of the amazing things about COVID-19 is its ability to evolve and change. And we really haven't seen a virus like this. It's as contagious almost as measles, which is the most contagious virus on the planet. And it has the ability to change like few viruses we've ever seen. So nobody on planet Earth predicted where we would be today in January or March of 2020, Doug. So there's no one on planet Earth who's going to predict where we are 6 to 12 months from now.
So the question may come from those who are listening. Okay, so why, if we have such a sophisticated scientific research center, do we still have measles? Why hasn't that been eliminated like polio has been eliminated, or many of the other things that you can argue have gone away because of vaccines?
Well, it's because measles is extraordinarily contagious, and we haven't had as full acceptance of the vaccine as you would like, but it's pretty good. I mean, who's the last person you know who's had measles?
I don't remember.
And when you and I were in kindergarten, Mom and Dad brought us over to the house in the neighborhood for the kids who had measles.
To be exposed to it.
With them, then we all got measles. That's how contagious it was.
Yep.
And you know, so the whole family would be home at once, and all the kids in the family would get it together, and Mom could just take care of us all together. And that's the way it was when you and I grew up. But that's not happening today. So these vaccines have changed the course of these viruses.
All right, one more question about vaccines, and then we'll move on. The vaccination campaign that some are planning in America against monkeypox. Why? What's the big deal? I thought we were not to worry about monkeypox, and yet somebody's trying to sell us some vaccines.
Well, yeah, I think monkeypox is being watched, and we're just trying to see where it's headed. It's a little more right now frequent than we initially thought, but it's not yet as frequent as we might be at a level where we'd be overly concerned. So it's kind of in this gray zone of where is this thing going? And I don't think anyone wants to be in a position where they're not prepared anymore, which is good. So I think we're getting revved up to be ready in case monkeypox comes out and everyone on the block gets it. And it's not quite as deadly as smallpox, but you don't want to get this thing.
So with the regard to the annual flu shot I was just talking about, I understand that there's some research that indicates that if you get the flu shot, it may help you prevent Alzheimer's. What's that connection?
Yeah, this came out this week in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease. What we learn is that, Doug, a yearly flu shot, it may do more than protect you from a nasty bout of influenza, as you're suggesting. It may actually help guard against Alzheimer's disease as well. In this study, the people who were vaccinated at least once over 4 years, they were 40% less likely to develop Alzheimer's during that period. So what it might be, before you ask me how can that be, the best we know is that by preventing the infection or reducing the severity of infection, we're lessening the damage that influenza can cause in the brain, especially in those 65 and older. What COVID-19 showed us, physicians, to recognize that some of these viruses that we thought were not real too strong do work in the brain and do have effects in the brain. So this may be why the flu vaccine is helping.
Yep. All right, continuing with Dr. Ken, lots of things being researched this week as usual. He's here to help you out, and we'll continue with that spotlight in a matter of moments here on the Doug Steffen Good Day Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. Here's a thought about a product that I've been talking about on this program, actually all the programs that I do, the focus on you, your weight, and your health. Ken will tell you, your body mass index needs to be at a certain place. Your weight needs to be at a certain place. And he'll tell you any time that you want to ask him, have you ever seen anybody that's old that's fat? The answer to that question is basically no. You won't live to be old if you are too fat. And if you are too fat, there's a way of fixing the problem. If you've temporarily lost a lot of weight and you want to keep it off, you got to go to toploss.com, the all-natural place where you go. The product is Calitrin. And you go to their website, toploss.com, to find out if this is right for you. I will tell you that 86 out of 100 people that use this product and keep weight off find success doing it. Company's been around for 25 years, and they wouldn't have been if they weren't successful. So if you're new to this program and you're new to the announcements about Calitrin, go to toploss.com. They got all the information there. Connect with a counselor who will listen to you, answer your questions, and clue you in as to why this natural blend of aloe vera, collagen protein, and digestive enzymes work to keep that work that you've done, to keep yourself going. Keep it up to snuff, if you will. So lose the weight, keep it off with the all-natural approach, Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Keep it off. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. And right now, around the 4th of July weekend, you can buy any number. Buy 100 and get another 100 free. That's how good these people are and how sure it will help you and others. Go to toploss.com. Discount code is Doug. Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Also join us every week. The Hour with Ken is something that's very popular on stations all around the country. There's an Hour with Dr. Jack Stockwell as well. You can listen to all under the guise of Good Day Health. Every week, two great hours, information galore for those of you who are concerned about your health. Catch it at gooddayhealthshow.com.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And change after the hour now, our weekly visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. Reach his office for a wonderfully, I guess the experience is like almost going to a movie. But it's much better for your health going to a movie. You learn a lot. You have fun because Ken always has an interesting approach to whatever your health problems may be. Or maybe you'll get the good news. There's nothing going on that's bad that'll hurt you in your body. But you should know what's going on no matter what. That's my philosophy. So check it out. Spend an hour with Ken. 352-735-1400. Now, let me go back to the monkeypox thing for a second. We were talking about that a few moments ago. And who it is that ought to get this. If there is going to be a vaccine, who would be the target of getting that vaccine, Ken?
Well, there is a vaccine, and there are quite a number of doses. Eventually, there'll be 1.6 million vaccine doses, and very soon there's going to be almost 300,000. But the people who they're targeting this effort to include those who've had close contact with someone diagnosed with monkeypox, Doug, those who know their sexual partner was diagnosed with monkeypox, and men who've had sex with men who have recently had multiple sex partners in a venue where there was known to be monkeypox or in an area where monkeypox is spreading.
So this is sort of sounds like a homosexual, at least that's part of the problem or part of the group that ought to be more careful, if I'm hearing you correctly.
Well, you heard the described targeted group as
I did.
Just listed.
All right, here we go. Next, Roe versus Wade in terms of the medical side of this. Abortion pills were banned in Brazil, for example. And so women there have turned to drug traffickers. It's the black market because they banned abortion down there, like kind of what's going on here. This is not judgmental about what the Supreme Court has done. This is to help people who are trying to keep themselves from having to have an abortion, not get pregnant, that sort of thing, because there are abortion pills around that are, I guess, legitimate. I don't know how much of the demand certainly is going to be high for that. Is there anything that we should warn women about with regard to pills or things that they might want to take because they may not be able to get an abortion?
I think this is such a personal issue that you have to talk to your doctor, you're talking now for women talking to their OB, their gynecologist here, and this has to be done on a very personal case-by-case basis.
So, in other words, we're not touching this with a 10-foot pole, which I understand.
Let's go somewhere else.
All right, here's a question of concern about a MRSA superbug. Let's talk about what MRSA is, first of all. This is something that is in pigs, and I didn't know that you could, well, I guess there are things. We were worried about the avian flu and whether humans could get that. So is this really a danger? Is this something that how do we look out for this?
Well, it may be people who work with livestock, maybe yourself, but what is MRSA first was the question you asked. But MRSA stands for MRSA, just like everything else in medicine. You know, they send us away for 10 years to learn a language so no one understands us. MRSA stands for methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, and it's a kind of staph that is tough to eradicate because our big gun antibiotics just don't work against it.
And all right, so let's hold that thought. We've got to pause for the bottom of the hour. Let's come back to this and relate it to the pigs and to people as we continue on this week's Good Day Health program.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
New York lawmakers passed a bill banning guns in places like Times Square, the subway system, and dozens of other public places in response to the U.S. Supreme Court's recent concealed carry decision. Moments after the bill passed, Governor Kathy Hochul signed it into law. The suspected driver of a tractor trailer packed with dozens of migrants who died this week was unaware that the trailer's air conditioning had failed, according to court documents. The 45-year-old driver appeared in federal court in San Antonio, being charged with one count of alien smuggling resulted in death. He, along with three other men, have been charged in connection with the incident. If convicted, all men face up to life in prison or the death penalty. This is USA Radio News. A bond has been set for an accused cop killer.
Bond is set at $10 million for the man accused of shooting multiple police officers and killing at least two in southeast Kentucky. Lance Storrs is in custody following the shootings at a home in Allen Thursday night. His lawyers entered a plea of not guilty on his behalf at a hearing Friday. Storrs' next court date is later this month. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
TikTok is working on a deal with the Biden administration that would, quote, fully safeguard the app in the U.S. and put an end to fears about the Chinese government's access to Americans' data. TikTok's chief executive wrote in a letter sent to 9 Republican senators that the company is nearing a final agreement with the U.S. government to ensure its data sharing practices do not raise national security concerns. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Four and change after the hour. This is the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here going through a lot of the research that he's seen during the course of this past week to prepare you for things that you may or may not be exposed to, but having knowledge is that's a super important part of living and being healthy these days. So we were talking about MRSA and what may be in pigs and how it goes to, somebody just came to me on my farm and wanted to know if they could use an acre of my land to raise pigs. And I never liked pigs. I think they're destructive. But I also don't, my sense of, you know, having pork around, unless you cook it really thoroughly, there's always the danger you can get trichinosis, which seems to be in most of the meat, but whether it's bacon, whether it's sausage, pork chops, whatever it is. So I just stay away from it on general principles. But what do we have to be concerned about specifically here? How would this bug jump to humans?
Well, interesting that you're considering this with this eLife publication this week. And what we learned, Doug, is a strain of the superbug MRSA, which we just described, it's emerged in pigs that is highly resistant to antibiotics and a growing cause of human infections. And this particular MRSA, MRSA strain, has shown up in livestock over the past 50 years, probably due to widespread antibiotic use in farming. And it is a potential threat to public health.
Yep. More bad news from the folks at Monsanto and Bayer and Dow, all the chemical giants that are poisoning the earth 1 acre at a time. So this is, yeah, okay, good. So do we just stay away from pork, in a sense? Do we stay away from the farmers? I mean, there are plenty of farms that just raise pigs.
I think it's more the
pigs.
I think it's more the people who work with the livestock. Hopefully by the time it's on the grocery counter and in the house, that the extreme heat kills all this. But I think this warning is more to the people like yourself who might have to work with these critters.
Next item of interest here from the research department is the shortage of nursing homes nursing home beds. So there's a problem with nurses at nursing homes. There's a problem with beds at nursing homes. And there's a problem with a number of nursing homes, because the population that's your age and my age is more in need of this kind of a service, right? We just have more people.
Well, this isn't me reaching out for a hug, but just be nice to your healthcare community right now, no matter at what level, because they've been through a rough 2 years, and we need to restock our healthcare community, and we need to keep people who are dedicated to taking care of patients in health. So be kind to us, and just, you know, just show some appreciation at all levels. It won't hurt, because we've been through a lot. And this comes out of the American Healthcare Association National Center for Assisted Living, that there's a shortage of nursing home beds for the elderly in America due to a severe staffing crisis that has caused long-term care facilities to cut back on new admissions. Mm-hmm. Doug, 3 out of 5 nursing homes, actually 61%, have limited new admissions due to staffing shortages. So hug your nurse, appreciate them, because without them, we're all doomed.
Hug your doctor, too. Okay. Here's something I'm going to stand up right now while we're doing this next story. I'm going to stand on one leg, and I'm not going to move, hopefully, for at least 10 seconds. What's that going to tell you about me?
Well, interestingly, Doug, I knew you'd love this story. Out of the British Journal of Sports Medicine this week, it sounds easy, but standing on one leg for 10 seconds can be harder than you think. Are you? You have the stopwatch on as you're doing this?
Well, I have one. You know, I have a weak ankle on my left leg. So I started there, and I made it to 8 seconds. I'm now on my right leg, and I'm on 14 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, well, it's just one leg. So
But which one?
You made it. We either one.
How you doing?
And your ability to do so or not, it actually may predict whether you are more likely to die within the next decade. So an international team of researchers say the 10-second test should be part of routine health checks for all middle-aged and older adults. Doug, this came out of the British Journal of Sports Medicine this week.
So that's you and me, middle-aged.
Yes, yeah, so you passed, it sounds like.
Did you? I did. Did you pass? You must have passed. Go ahead.
I did. I made it. The next decade looks okay.
Okay. Next, untreated vision loss. What does that do to you?
Well, this may be a great advertisement for your ophthalmologist, who also, I guess when you hug these folks, maybe wear a mask. I'm just joking. You just want to show their appreciation. If COVID is dense in your area, maybe wait till it's no longer dense before you hug them, but just show some appreciation. You know what I mean? And I don't want to be held to the letter of the rules of what I'm saying, but you know what I'm trying to say. So anyway, this is a report out of Aging and Mental Health this week that untreated vision loss, Doug, may put an older adult at an increased risk for dementia, though it's not clear why. The likelihood of having some form of cognitive impairment is 137% higher in seniors who have trouble seeing. That's an amazing increase than those without visual issues. So what's cognitive impairment? Well, it's this general term that doctors use for problems of thinking and memory. My own read of this study is that there's just less stimulation on the brain. You know, it's either use it or lose it, and especially as you get older. So just another very important reason, don't be so allergic to your eye doctor. Go get those eyes checked out, because beyond just affecting your vision, it may affect your ability to remember and think as you get older.
Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. Time for us to talk about insurance, term insurance, the easy way to buy life insurance now to get peace of mind and protect your family. Is to call 800-333-1750. That's a company called Term Provider. Term Provider shops all of the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do it yourself. and you'll get the best possible rate no matter what is your problem. If you have some kind of sickness nobody's turned down, call them at Term Provider. 800-333-1750. The folks at Term Provider have helped thousands of people just like you. No matter if you have diabetes, or maybe you're a little overweight, call Big Lou at Term Provider. Big is there to help you out. 800-333-1750. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life coverage now, less than $200 a month. Term Provider, the way to go. Get affordable life insurance by calling 800-333-1750. Back with Dr. Ken Kronos here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health, a focus on dealing. There are all kinds of shortages we found ourselves experiencing. Problem with getting enough baby food. I don't know that that's been solved. It hasn't been in the news much. I think it's been addressed, whether it's been solved or not. I don't know that it'll be solved, Ken, until they allow more people to make the stuff. Meanwhile, there's also a shortage with tampons. Why and how is it rectified?
Well, the why is the ongoing supply chain problems and a shortage of raw materials, Doug, including plastic and paper.
Yep.
And the possible fixes right now, let me first advise you want to avoid substituting homemade products or trying to stretch a scan supply by wearing tampons for too long. Doug, anything put into the body may leach or fall apart and cause serious infection. So don't do it yourself here. So what you can do is talk to your gynecologist, and some of the options that they're going to recommend is exploring reusable menstrual products such as menstrual cup or disc, or period underwear, and I'm sure many of the females listening have never tried these options, but these are possibilities until we get back the shortages taken care of. Listeners could talk to their doctor also about how to stop their period for a while by using hormonal birth control if that's in your lane. So those are the options I think you have until we deal with these supply chain problems and these shortages of raw materials.
All right. As this is a 4th of July weekend, there are a lot of people that over the weekend and through the beginning of the week will be exposed to fireworks. Very dangerous. I've told stories on the air for many years about the Framingham, Mass. Fire. I live in Framingham, Mass., so this is a story about a local firefighter. It was, for a long time, and I think it still is, actually, illegal for the average citizen to have fireworks. So this guy's a fireman. He buys a boatload of fireworks and lives on one of the lakes in town. So he has a big 4th of July party. When it gets dark, they light off the fireworks. One of them doesn't work. So he picks up the tube, looks down the tube, and his head gets blown off because the thing fired after he picked it up. So, I mean, it's not much more of a stark. The reference and the example I give is really harsh because this is very dangerous stuff. Now, having said that, what about your hearing if you're close to these things? You know, you hear from the vet people and Warren Eckstein and that bunch, don't have your dogs around when the fireworks are going off because it's bad for their hearing. So what does it do for ours?
So this is a real thing, and Doug's not trying to be a killjoy, but the loud noise from fireworks can damage your hearing. It can cause hearing loss and tinnitus. Tinnitus is really torture for those who have it, so trying to prevent it is the way to go. Tinnitus is described as this ringing, humming, or pulsing sound in your ears. So wear the ear protectors if you can. Don't get too close to this stuff because this is a real issue.
All right, so fireworks, be careful of those. You talked about tinnitus. You know that I have it, a touch of it, and I don't pay much attention to it. Once in a while, like now I'm thinking about it and I can hear it in my headsets. Sometimes when I wake up in the morning, I can hear it. And sometimes if things are still and I think about it, I can hear it. If I don't think about it, I don't hear it. So does that mean I have not much of a case, or have I just adjusted? You know, I don't find, it's not loud. It's like white noise. You know the concept of white noise? That's what it feels like to me.
It just sounds like it's not too severe a case, and you have learned, like so many other things, how to adjust to it.
Yeah. There are things that homeopathic,
the best of it.
Yeah, homeopathic folks have given me over the years things to take for it. I don't know that there's some kind of, not medicinal, but there'll be some homeopathic stuff in there that's supposed to help. I think sometimes I believe that I am helped by homeopathic solutions. In this case, I don't see any difference when I take the capsules as to when I don't take the capsules. So
you did have a neck injury earlier in life, and it may be in some way related to that.
That's interesting.
Is usually caused from hearing loss or some ear infection or ear canal blockage or head or neck injury. Some medications can cause tinnitus.
Yeah, all right. Well, Jack Stockwell told me the same thing. He's the Nurka chiropractor. He focuses his nose, my neck. Yeah, so that may be it. All right, coming up next, questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health.
I tend to second guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at TreatCV19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at TreatCV19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. and that's why we call it Cashback Match. Now to recap and say cashback one more time. We match all the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Past the hour now. It's a Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. You can always be in touch with him if you're intrigued by the way he approaches the issues from the world of medicine. You may want to have a checkup. Go to 352-735-1400 to be in touch with him. All right, now I got a couple of questions here about with all the focus on babies and births and all that stuff, what happens after a baby is born. The first question has to do with postpartum depression, but not necessarily with the mothers. What about postpartum with new fathers? Possible? Yes or no?
Yes, possible. We're always thinking about postpartum depression in the mother, but there's a study out very recently in JAMA Network Open that actually shows that we've got to remember dad because they can suffer postpartum depression. So dad, if you're feeling blue after the delivery, it's normal. Talk to the doctor about it.
It is. Why? Because you're not psychologically or physically connected to the baby. What is there that's, because the postpartum depression in women is caused by the chemicals going crazy in your body. Some women have it, some don't.
Well,
so men,
we always think about postpartum depression, Doug, in women. So why might a man have postpartum depression after the birth of a child? It's probably due to a reactive depression. This was not studied, the why, in this study, but my own assessment of this study is that there's definitely a loss. You and I, we've been fathers. With our first child, we go from that special position in our wife's eyes as number one, and as soon as that child comes into the world, we are lowered to number two. And losing that premier position of number one may be, for some men, a reactive depression.
Man, you got so much to think about. Okay, so let's turn our focus to women with the same, not the same sort of problems, but Is this good news for women? There's a drug that seems to show promise for reducing hot flashes that happen to women. Some get them much worse than others during menopause. What's the scoop? I'm not going to try to pronounce this. You can if you want to.
Doug, at the Endocrine Society's annual meeting, this is a research meeting where the endocrinologists, the hormonal specialist doctors, they distribute their newest research, their newest information, and sometimes it is picked up by the media. And one of the reports was about a new drug that is showing some promise for reducing hot flashes during menopause. This is a big problem. There's really not a great solution to it. So any hope is a big deal and a headline. This drug, it's a mouthful, fezolinetant. I don't even begin to say that I know how to pronounce it properly, fezolinetant. But it's not yet available. It's not yet on the neighborhood corner drugstore's line of drugs to dispense to you. But I think it's showing promise, and there's some good hope it may be out in the next year or so. It's just something to talk to your doctor about, because many of you, of the women listeners, are dealing with these hot flashes, and your partner is dealing with the results of them. And any solution during this time of life would be a wonderful bit of hope.
Next question has to do with vaping and what happens to your lungs and how long does it last even if you quit.
Well, there's a report recently, Doug, in the Annals of the American Thoracic Society that the symptoms from vaping, they do are caused by lung damage, and this damage can linger for at least a year after you vaped before some healing can occur. And anybody who does vape and thinks they're doing it for their health, you know, you need some help, because I'm not sure I know why anyone is vaping right now.
Yeah, no, there's nothing good that comes from it. A quick answer to a question about alopecia drugs. Yes or no, there's a new one from Eli Lilly. Will it work?
Yeah, there's some optimism here for helping with hair replacement, and there is this drug, it's called Olumiant, and the FDA has approved it as of a couple of weeks ago, and this is new hope for baldness. And talk to your dermatologist, your primary care doctors about this. If you are dealing with trying to replace hair, this is a new option, and for some it's going to be a good solution. Olumiant, approved by the FDA in mid-June.
Good day, health, Dr. Ken Kronos. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I,